I was saying that during these very difficult days, it's an incredible schus to look for the light in the dark, dark times. And for me personally, that we've restarted to be able to learn together daily, to learn Pirkei Avos together, is something very, very, very special. And Amir Tashem, hopefully everyone's gaining chizik from it and sorrows from it. And important to focus on the bright light in this very dark time. So let's continue in our learning. We're in Perek Aleph Mishnah Tezvav. And we're learning in Mishnah Tezvav the teachings of Shammai, of the famous Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. We already had two Mishnayos, or three Mishnayos, on the teachings of Hillel. And now we're going to have the teachings of Shammai. So Shammai, Omer Shammai says, Asei Toras Keva. Literally, you have to make your Torah learning Keva. Keva means permanent. What it means is consistent. Daily, at a particular time. Every single day, every person, and this is men and women alike. We'll get to women in a moment. I know this halacha and this mishnah, these words seem to be more prevalent for a man who are more connected to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But I say Torah Sklakeva, Pirkei Avos is for all of us. Make your Torah learning permanent. It doesn't say, first of all, recognize how much time in the day. For some people, maybe this is many, many, many hours a day. For somebody, it might be, for some people, 10 minutes. But I say Torah Sklakeva means every single person should have a part of their day that's set aside to Torah study. I say Torah Sklakeva. And I believe strongly that's men and women alike. Could be it's true that women don't have the same obligation to learning Gemara, learning Torah Shebaal Peh, but to learn Tanakh, to learn Halacha, to learn Musar, Machshava, to learn Pirkei Avos, which is so inspiring the way we are. There's no question. And every person should have part of their day set aside for Torah study. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us, Acher Me'ev Esrim, after 120, when we go up to Shemayim, there are a few questions that Hashem is going to ask us. And one of the very first questions is, Kavata Itim LaTorah. Did you set aside time daily to study Torah? That's to each and every one of us. He's not going to ask how much time. He doesn't say, did you learn 4 hours every day? But did you set aside time, Kavata Itim LaTorah? Did you set aside time to learning Torah? Kavata Itim LaTorah. Say Torah Schakev, every one of us needs to set aside time and have koivei itim Torah, a part in our day which we set aside and we learn Torah. Rebbetzin Kanievsky, last time I checked, was a woman. It's very famous, and if you've read her book, you should read her book. It's a tremendous biography on Rebbetzin Kanievsky. How she had chovos. Chovos means obligations, responsibilities. Chovos means particular learning that she did every single day. She said, this is what I have to get through every single day, whatever those were. We need those same chovos. There should be a certain learning that I do every day, and it could be 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, whether it's chumash, halacha, musar, that no matter what, I don't go through that day without doing it. Best if it could be the same time every day, the same set time, kavati l'torah. That's asei toras l'keva. Make your Torah learning permanent, which will help make your relationship with Hashem permanent. And Hashem will be by your side every moment when I'm giving time to Him and I'm studying His wisdom every single day. I want to read to you a story when I hear these words about Toras Keva that has inspired me and I think about all the time. It's from a book that has to do with Tisha B'Av called Touched by Their Tears by Rabbi Chiel Spiro. You know, these days somewhat feel like Tisha B'Av, unfortunately. We're still in Adar. It feels like we're in Av. Crazy times. But it's all the way towards the end of the book. It's more like a sefer. It's very beautiful. It goes through the kinos and different stories and Torahs. Hopefully you'll never need it, as will be Zoich and Mashiach before. But a tremendous book if for that time of the year. So he brings down a story. I'm going to read you the story. When Moshe Brookman arrived at Auschwitz, he was immediately ushered into a room, stripped of his clothing and his dignity, shorn like a sheep and given a flimsy inmate suit to wear. He and the others were then hosed down and forced to put on their clothing while still dripping wet. They would periodically undergo this indignity. Moshe worked near the train tracks in Auschwitz. His flimsy tunic did not warm him even on a cool day. It was wholly insufficient on the winter days when the temperature was always well below zero. The only slight comfort would be at night when the prisoners would lie next to each other and be warmed by each other's body heat. One particular cold day, Moshe and the others were close to freezing to death. That night, he lay down on his bed, a slab of concrete, along with the others, and they tried to somehow warm themselves. The fellow next to Moshe heard him whispering, but could not understand what Moshe was saying. He finally asked, and Moshe told him that he was repeating the Shaklavatari, the question and answers of Mesechtas Beitza of a Gemara. The man was shocked. Now, here, in Auschwitz, as your life is hanging in the balance and you're trying to stay conscious instead of succumbing to hyperthermia, this is when you are learning? Moshe explained, I have a kvius, a set schedule to learn Mesechtas Beitza every night. I've been doing it since the war began. I always make sure I'm koveya itim l'Torah. I set aside time to learning Torah. And this is my time for kvius. Moshe understood that the key to survive did not lie in the clothing he wear, but in the warmth of the Torah he learned. He knew that there's one thing and one thing only that can protect us from danger, and that is Torah. In a world of chaos, he still maintained his kvius for learning. So it wasn't daf yomi shir, intended with a nice cup of coffee. This was learning done while lying on a freezing slab of concrete with no clothing to warm him, half starved and totally weak in Auschwitz. But Torah was precious to him, and he was not going to forsake it for a moment. He was koveit in the Torah in Auschwitz, and we can't make 5-10 minutes to sit and learn every single day. I say Torah's chakeva, make our Torah permanent. That's the first idea of Shama in this Mishnah. Let's continue the Mishnah. Shammai continues with such important words, such an important dictum. Emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. You should speak very little and do a lot. Don't be a talker, be a doer. That's what this means. Emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. As Nike says, just do it. Nobody needs the talking. There are people who talk and talk, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and end up doing nothing. And there are people that are doers and get things done without even speaking much. That's what the avoid is for us. Amar Ma Vasearbe. Who was like that? Famously, Vajra Bar Tanur brings down Avram Avinu. Beginning of Parshas Vayera, the Malachim, the angels, come to Avram. We all know the storyline after he had the Bris Milah. And if you look over there, he says, Vekchof Vaslechem Visadu Libchem. Come, I'll give you a little bit of bread. Let me take care of you. Let you have a meal. I'll give you a little bit of bread. And what does he do? He doesn't just give a little bit of bread. He ends up going, he gives this incredible 5-course meal, delicious meat, calf, unbelievable food. He says, come, I'll give you a little bread. He talks very little, but he ends up doing a lot. That's an Avram Avinu. That's the Achnasas Orchim of Avram Avinu. The Midos of Avram Avinu. Who's the opposite? Ephron. Ephron Hachiti, when he sells Maros HaChpelah to Avram, he talks a lot. He says, we're good friends. Between me and you, what's a little bit of a field? Take, basically, he says he's going to give it them for free. But he takes, in the end, Avram Mea Shaka over the Socher. He takes a tremendous amount for it. He doesn't end up doing what he says. He ends up doing much, much less. He's a big talker and a small doer. We should be big doers and small talkers. Emar Ma'at Vasei Harbe. And finally, a very important idea as well, have a mekabel as kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafos. Have a mekabel as kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafos means greet every single person with a smile on your face. B'sever panim yafos, with a beautiful hartzige face, with a smile. You should greet every person with a smile. When you greet people with a smile, it brings them happiness. You know, happiness is contagious. If we are happy, other people will be happy. If you give someone else a smile, they will be happy. And what more could you do to someone than bring them happiness? Than bring them simchas chaim? You know, sometimes you have a mishulach come to your door. You have a collector come to your door. These days, no one's coming to the door anymore. And their people surely will give whatever amount they could give. But some people give and say, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? This is what I could do for you. I hope you're doing well. And b'sever panim yafos, b'simcha. Some people, here, take this and leave. You destroy the whole mitzvah when you say, take this and leave. You have to be mekabel call them b'sever ponim yafos. Rav Adi Martinura says, if you give someone something without a smile, without that sense of happiness, it's like you didn't even give it to them. More important is the simcha, more important is the happiness. Having mekabel is kol ha'adam, and also it's interesting lashon in the Mishnah, just to pick up on it textually. Not just the people you like, not just the people that are easy to be nice to and make you happy to see them. Mekabel's kol adam, any person you meet with a big smile. I'm happy to see you. I'm besimcha. You should be besimcha. We could bring such simcha sachayim to every person. What an incredible, incredible schus. Mekabel's kol adam b'sever panim yafos. And we're besimcha. It brings Hashem simcha as well. When we bring simcha to others, Hashem will want to bring simcha to us. That's the pasuk in Tehillim that we daven. A beautiful pasuk, a beautiful Torah. We say, Harchev picha v'amaleu. Hashem says, Harchev, most people translate Harchev picha as open up your mouth, v'amaleu, and I'll fill you. Hashem will take care of us. But what's the word for open up? The word for open up is psach. It should say psach picha, open up your mouth. What does Harchev mean? Hey resh ches. Vase, that's to widen. What does it mean when I widen my mouth? You know what I do when I widen my mouth? I don't open my mouth. That's psach. I smile. When I smile, I widen my mouth. Hashem says, Harchev picha, widen your mouth. Be besimcha, smile. V'amaleu, and I'll fill you, I'll take care of you. Even during these days that we're all full of nisyonos, we're all full of trials and tribulations and difficulties in all different levels, we got to stay besimcha. If the Sefer Simcha, knowing Hashem runs the veld, Hashem's watching over us, it's going to be okay. And then v'amaleu. But we have to show the Simcha to others to bring them Simcha. Mekabel's called them Sefer Panim Yafos Mir Hashem. If you look, just to bring a connection between all three ideas in the Mishnah, of making your Torah permanent. Be a doer and not a sayer. And greet everyone with happiness. I believe Shammai is teaching us the sense of priorities. Sometimes we have the priorities in all the wrong places. First of all, Asei Toras Chakeva, it's true. We have work, we have school, we have a lot that are responsibilities throughout the day. But what's your ikker? What's your priority? Priority is I don't go a day without learning Torah. It's true that we want to do a lot for people, and we care to do a lot for people, and often, but the priority should be actually doing it, not just thinking it and saying it. And the priority, when we do for others, and priority how we act towards others, is to bring them simcha with a big smile. So I believe it's a sense the common denominators have the proper priorities in life. Reprioritize ourselves. Okay, that's Mishnah Tesvav. Let's learn one more Mishnah together. Mishnah Tezayim. Mishnah Tezayim, we have Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Asei lecha rav. V'histalik min asafik. It's so important to make for yourself a Rebbe. Already, much earlier, we had a Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken, it was Mishnah Vav, Asei Lecha Rav. We already spoke about Asei Lecha Rav, but now we have a new Asei Lecha Rav, because there's a purpose, a consequence of Asei Lecha Rav. Every person has to have Rabbeim, you have to have a Rebbe. You have the Rebbe you could go to for advice, a Rebbe you could go to for halacha questions. Why? V'histalik min asafik. Because if you have a Rebbe, that will take you away from any doubt. Histalik min asafik. There's nothing worse in the world, in a certain sense, than doubt. Doubt in halacha, or doubt in our lives. There's a very famous line, I'm not sure the initial source, I've seen it quoted in the Or Gedalia of Gedalia Shur, when he talks about a couple getting engaged, and what the simcha of that engagement is. What's the simcha of that engagement? The simcha of that engagement is Ein simcha katares sveikos. There's no greater simcha than doing away with doubt. Doubt causes us to be sad. Suffolk, doubt, causes us to worry. Ein simcha, no greater simcha than hataras sveikos. Than doing away with doubt. That there should be no doubt. Give a special mouth. I see listening in this year, all the way from Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. There's a new Kala, Yala Schwartz, Mazel Tov to Yala, and Nerchas Yisrael, Meir Hanekman. on the big Simcha, Baruch Hashem, feel very, very close to both of you, you know, in a very, very special way. What's the Simcha of your engagement that you had this past week? The Simcha is Ein Simcha Katar Sveikos, no more doubts who I'm going to end up with. What a Simcha to have no doubts. Ein Simcha Katar Sveikos, Yishvi Zoich Lebil Bais Nam Sral, Malay Simcha, Malay Bracha, Yala. We want to do away with doubts, and we want to do away with doubts in Halacha. When we're not sure how to act and what to do, it's hard to be close to Hashem and serve Hashem properly. Who had doubts? Who brings doubts into our life? Amalek. Amalek, which is our arch enemy. Amalek is Gematria 240. Exactly Gematria Suffolk. Gematria doubt. We want to get rid of Amalek. We destroy Amalek. That's what Purim is. That's what Parshas Zachar is. Get rid of Amalek. Get rid of doubt. How do you get rid of doubt in your life? Asei l'charav. Have a Rebbe, have somebody that you could go to, and you could ask questions to, and you could ask for advice, and you could find out what the right halach is, and you could find out as well, Eitza Tova. You could find as well good advice in life, in what I should be doing, so I don't have doubt. And once I have that Rebbe who we believe has Das Torah, and a relationship with Hashem in a very special way, we could understand that's what Hashem wants for me. If I know that's what Hashem wants for me, I have no doubt. By the way, that's the biggest key to doubt. Having no doubt is Amunah. The more Amunah I have, the more Amunah and Hashem I have, the less doubt I have. Because I know Hashem is by my side and it's all good. So I say, Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe who could help rid yourself of Stalek Min HaSafek. And I'll get rid of all doubt. And finally, one more idea. Val Tarbel Aser Omados. That means when you're taking Meiser, we don't take Meiser now, obviously. Mir Tashem. But in Yisrael, you still have to take off Meiser, but not the proper Shurim even, Bizman Hazeh. But Meiser is 1/10 that go to the Levium. Don't, Altar Belaser Omdos. You can't evaluate the Meiser and just basically guess and estimate the proper amount, even if you're going to estimate high. You can't estimate. You have to be exact. Because if you estimate high, there's even going to be big problems in the Meiser. Because the Levi is going to have some of that that's really Meiser and some of that that's really regular food, which is problematic in how to eat it. We don't want you estimating your Meiser. Where does that come in here? What's that have to do with anything? Again, it's saying even if you're going to estimate high, you think you're doing better. No, Eibishter doesn't want that. You still have doubt of what the proper amount is. We want no doubt in any area of Halacha. No doubt in any area of our lives. And how do we have no doubt? If we have Hashem by our side, and we have Rabbeim, Asei L'Charav, Rabbeim that you could ask questions to, and you could believe in, and you could believe in them by Halacha, believe in them by Hashkafa, and we could rid ourselves of any doubt in the world. And the more less doubt we have, the more Simcha we're going to have. Let's be real. What's the scariest part for most people about what the world is going through today? The scariest part of what the world is going through with coronavirus and everything going on in the world is the amount of doubt. We have no idea where this is leading. We have no idea how long this is going to be. Those who are sick, we don't know where it's going to lead because we don't have data. We don't have prior knowledge of this in any level. How long is this going to be that we're going to be out of shul? How long is it going to be that the world's going to be in such a crazy place and that we're in solitude and we're in quarantine? And we're How long? So much doubt. Rid yourself of doubt. When you know Hashem is running the world, there's no doubt. I don't need to have all the answers. I know it's going to be okay. And in my own personal life, I have to have a Asei L'Charav, making yourself a Rebbe that you could reach out to for questions, b'halacha, b'hashkafa, in life, so you could rid yourself of doubt. And the more we rid ourselves of doubt, Ein Simcha Katar Sveikos. There's no greater Simcha than ridding yourself of doubt. Mirtz Hashem Yishol B'Zoicha, Harchav Picha, hide in your face, and be b'simcha, v'amalei Hashem will take care of us. Get rid of all doubt. We should have no doubt. We should have no simcha. Till we're zoyech et simcha and bracha for each and every member of Klal Yisrael with only Yeshua and Refua Bekarov. Everyone should have a beautiful, amazing rest of the day. Amir Tashem, we're going to...